USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has told congressional Republicans and others he intends to nominate Amy Coney Barrett, a solidly conservative judge with strong Republican support, as his choice for the Supreme Court. A busy day for the president, with one rally left in Newport News, Virginia, while in Georgia, President Trump says corporations should help black families rebuild from the left-wing riots instead of donating to Black Lives Matter.
The big progressive corporations donating to BLM should instead be spending their money helping black families rebuild from the left-wing, from these horrible left-wing riots.
Wall Street ending the week giving everyone a thumbs up, with the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all finishing positive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change, and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Bars and restaurants across Florida are back in full operation if they so desire. Speaking in St. Petersburg, Governor Ron DeSantis announces executive orders lifting seating restrictions and saying he wants to prevent local governments from shutting them down.
They can operate at a minimum of 50% regardless of local rule. And then if a local restricts between 50 and 100, they've got to provide the justification, and they've got to identify what the costs involved with doing that are.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says President Trump is committed to making sure pre-existing conditions are covered under insurance.
That insurance companies can't price people out of their coverage just because of the illness that they have or could come down with.
Meadows speaking there on CBS this morning. His comments come amid concerns over President Trump's efforts to do away with Obamacare. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Former NBA star Charles Barkley is blasting the idea that funding be cut off for law enforcement, adding that it would put black people at greater risk. Barkley also saying tongue-in-cheek regarding defunding police, who are black people supposed to call, the Ghostbusters, when we have a crime in our neighborhood? Danny Colson is a former deputy assistant director of the FBI. He believes,
if you destabilize the police and defund them, then what you're going to have ultimately is nature doesn't like voids, and they will fill a void, and that's where vigilante activity comes in. If police won't protect us, then the society individually and in groups will start protecting themselves. They're going to see more balkanization of our country, more people living in isolation, hiring more private security and private bodyguards, and maybe even worse than that, taking their own action to go out and defend themselves, which I think they should do, but then that can lead to all kinds of problems. So we need the police. Police are here for a reason. The first duty of a society is to protect its citizens. That's when we got together at the dawn of time to do that. And to demonize police, first of all, it's a lie. They're not racist. Individuals may be, but institutions, they are not. And it's time for the federal government to step up and do its job here and go after these guys. They're criminal violations, and they should be investigated.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.